Scientific English Practice, Book 4. 1. How Nature Breaks Rocks. W. E. Flood, M.A., Ph.D. An object which is placed in the sunshine becomes hot, and heat causes most materials to become slightly bigger, that is, to expand. An iron bar, for example, whose ordinary length is 6 feet, becomes about half an inch longer when it's made red hot. The sun, of course, does not make rocks on the Earth's surface red hot, but rocks which are not protected by soil and plants do become quite warm in the sunshine. The surface of the rock expands very slightly, but the inside of the rock, which is not heated, does not expand. This causes a little crack, and gradually little pieces of the rock break away. The freezing of water also breaks off little pieces from rocks. When water is made cold enough, it turns into ice, and the ice takes up a little more space than the water from which it's made. 1 cubic foot of water forms 1 1/10 cubic feet of ice. If we take a bottle full of water, tie the cork firmly in place, and leave it where it's so cold that the water freezes, we find that the bottle breaks. This is because the ice which is made needs more space. Water may fill a crack in a rock. It freezes when it's very cold, and in doing so makes the crack wider. Gradually, little pieces of rock break away. We should expect rocks to be broken in this way near the tops of high mountains, where it's very cold. The little pieces of rock which are broken off from hills and mountains roll down into the valleys, and we sometimes find great heaps of rough, sharp stones near the bottom of a mountain. The wind causes much wearing of rocks, particularly if sand and dust are blown along by it. If the wind blows over sandy country, such as deserts and beaches, it picks up quite a lot of sand and carries it along. The particles of sand rub, scratch, and cut the rocks against which they are blown. Soft rocks may be gradually worn away, and harder rocks are rubbed so that they become smooth and shiny. Sometimes a rock is made into a very strange shape, because softer parts are worn away and harder parts are left. The wind near the ground carries the most sand with it, and so wears the lower parts of big masses of rock most. The lower part of a cliff may be worn away, and then, in time, the upper part falls down. Sooner or later, the sand and the particles of rock drop from the wind to the ground. In sandy places, you can often see heaps of sand forming little hills. They are called sand dunes. Sand is blown along near the ground, and some forms a little pile against a small bush, some grass, or a small rock. The pile grows and forms a sand dune. Sand may be carried many miles by the wind. A dry wind called the Harmattan, which blows from the Sahara Desert over Ghana and Nigeria, carries much sand and dust. The dust falls to the ground as a fine powder. Much wearing and breaking of rocks takes place on the seashore, for the action of the sea is very powerful. As you stand on a beach, you can hear and see the sea at its work. Stones are dragged up and down the beach and worn so that they become round and smooth. On some parts of the coast, the waves beat against the rocky cliffs. The mere force of the water would slowly wear the cliffs, but this damage is small compared with that caused by the stones and sand which the water throws against them.